Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In Reframe Your Brain, The User Interface for Happiness and Success, part of the Scott Adams Success Series, the creator of the iconic comic strip Dilbert and a seasoned writer on success and productivity, Scott Adams, embarks on a unique journey through the human mind. This book, characterized by Adams's sharp wit and insightful observations, serves as a contemporary guide on navigating the complexities of the mind to achieve personal happiness and success. With his unique blend of humor and wisdom, Adams decodes the psychological frameworks and patterns that govern our thoughts, decisions, and actions, suggesting practical ways to reframe and reprogram our mental processes. The book dives into the significance of cognitive biases, the power of positive thinking, and the art of goal setting, all while maintaining a lighthearted tone that makes complex psychological concepts accessible and engaging. Adams's narrative invites readers on an introspective journey, encouraging them to rethink their approach to life's challenges and opportunities, making it a compelling read for anyone looking to enhance their mental resilience and navigate the pursuit of happiness and success with a fresh perspective. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding cognitive biases, Scott Adams delves deep into the concept of cognitive biases, emphasizing their profound impact on our perceptions, decisions, and overall happiness. Cognitive biases are systematic patterns of deviation from norm or rationality and judgment, creating blind spots in our thinking process. Adams sheds light on common biases, such as confirmation bias, where individuals favor information that confirms their pre-existing beliefs, and negativity bias, which makes negative events seem more significant than they are. Through engaging anecdotes and practical examples, he illustrates how these biases skew our reality, leading to misjudgments and missed opportunities. The book offers strategies for recognizing our biases and suggests methods to counteract their effects, such as intentionally seeking contradictory information and fostering a mindset of openness and curiosity. By mastering the art of navigating our biases, Adams argues, we can make better decisions, improve our relationships, and cultivate a more positive outlook on life. Secondly, the power of positive thinking. Adams champions the transformative power of positive thinking in Reframe Your Brain. He argues that our internal narrative significantly influences our life's trajectory, impacting our emotions, actions, and the opportunities we attract. By consistently framing experiences in a positive light, we can cultivate resilience, enhance well-being, and open doors to success. Adams provides actionable steps for developing a habit of positive thinking, such as practicing gratitude, visualizing successful outcomes, and reframing failures as learning opportunities. He also critically examines the potential downsides of unchecked optimism, advocating for a balanced approach that combines positive thinking with realism and preparation for potential challenges. Through personal stories and relatable examples, Adams demonstrates how a positive mindset can lead to remarkable improvements in personal and professional domains, making it a cornerstone of happiness and success. Thirdly, goal setting and achievement. In this section, Adams tackles the art and science of goal setting, a critical component of successful personal and professional development. He differentiates between systems and goals, advocating for a systems-based approach to achieving success. According to Adams, a system is a set of habits or routines aimed at continually improving and moving closer to your desired outcome, whereas a goal is a specific, one-time achievement. He argues that focusing on systems rather than goals ensures consistent progress and adaptability, reducing the sense of failure associated with unmet goals. Adams provides readers with a framework for setting effective systems, which includes defining clear objectives, establishing measurable steps, and creating feedback loops for constant improvement. By sharing insights from his own journey and drawing from contemporary success stories, Adams illustrates how a systems-oriented mindset can lead to sustained progress, innovation, and fulfillment. Fourthly, the role of failure in success. Scott Adams presents a counterintuitive perspective on failure, asserting its indispensable role in the pursuit of success. He posits that failure is not just an unavoidable part of the success journey, but a vital, instructive element that propels growth and learning. The book highlights stories of well-known figures and personal anecdotes to demonstrate how setbacks and challenges often precede significant breakthroughs. Adams emphasizes the importance of embracing failure, learning from it, and persisting despite setbacks. He introduces concepts like failing forward and iterative learning, which involve using each failure as a stepping stone towards your goal. The narrative encourages readers to reframe their view of failure, from seeing it as a detractor to recognizing it as a powerful tool for self-improvement and eventual success. Lastly, harnessing the potential of mental models, Adams explores the concept of mental models, the frameworks through which we view and interpret the world. He argues that by understanding and adapting these models, we can significantly improve our decision-making, problem-solving, and strategic thinking. The book provides insights into various effective mental models, such as the Pareto Principle, 80-20th Rule, First Principles Thinking, and the OODA Loop. Each model is explained with clarity, showcasing how it can be applied to different aspects of life and work. Adams encourages readers to cultivate a mental model toolkit, enabling them to approach situations with a diverse set of perspectives and strategies. This section not only serves as an informative guide on leveraging mental models for personal advancement, but also highlights the importance of lifelong learning and intellectual flexibility. By expanding and refining our mental models, Adams suggests, we can successfully navigate complexity, mitigate biases, and achieve greater success and happiness. In conclusion, Reframe Your Brain is an essential read not only for fans of Scott Adams, but for anyone seeking to enhance their mental resilience, achieve personal and professional success, and cultivate lasting happiness. Adams provides a wealth of practical advice, backed by psychological research and personal insight, making complex ideas accessible and actionable. Entrepreneurs, creators, and individuals looking to break free from unproductive patterns and embrace a growth mindset will find invaluable resources in this book. It teaches us the power of reframing our thoughts and actions, the importance of embracing failure as a learning tool, and the benefits of developing a diverse set of mental models. By applying the principles outlined by Adams, readers can embark on a transformative journey towards maximizing their potential, overcoming obstacles, and leading a fulfilling life. The book is a testament to the idea that with the right mindset and strategies, happiness and success are within reach for us all. If you would like to support Scott Adams, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.